Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. We are gathered here today to say goodbye to and celebrate the life of Lorraine Hake, a dear sister in Christ, also a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, and a friend to many in this community. We gather here on the seventh day of Christmas. So we gather here even in the midst of the Christmas season, and as I was sharing with the family just a moment ago, the reason why we celebrate Christmas is because Christmas gives us hope. Our Savior was born so that we no longer would suffer eternal death. We have a Savior. We know that we will be reunited with our loved ones who have died and gone to heaven before us, and so we look forward to the day when we will be reunited with Lorraine again. And so our service today is printed for you on the pink bulletin. Hopefully you grabbed one of those or had one given to you. And you will need, however, the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you for the words to the hymns. And our first hymn is going to be How Great Thou Art, which is number 801.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Lorraine was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." This time we will continue the service by reciting the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Lorraine and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's word. Our Old Testament reading today comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25, beginning with verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia and verse. Alleluia, Alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our holy gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. Jesus said, Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time, we now join together in speaking the words of our Christian faith, the same words that Lorraine shared with us countless times when she was among us. Today, we will be confessing the Apostles' Creed, and if you need the words, they are printed on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was suffered, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This time I'm going to invite the members of our Ladies' Aid to remain standing. The rest of the congregation may be seated. It's our tradition here at Trinity that when a member of the Ladies' Aid passes away, the current members will stand and lead us as we sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We're all going to sing together, but the ladies will be standing as they sing. So we will now turn to hymn number 770, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Thank you, ladies. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Lorraine Hake, to those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Marvin, Karen and Greg, Joellen and David, and Linda, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems like a strange thing to be gathered here today, to be gathered the way that we are, with the sanctuary looking the way that it does right now. Obviously, we are still surrounded with all of our Christmas decorations, right? We got the trees up here. We got the poinsettias out. The lights are all on. All of the candles up here on the Advent wreath are lit, right? We are gathered, as I mentioned before, on the seventh day of Christmas today. The calendar tells us it is December 31st. It is New Year's Eve, but in the church, we call this the seventh day of Christmas. Normally, when you would walk into the sanctuary on the seventh day of Christmas, you would take a look at everything around here, and this would fill you with nothing but joy and peace. And it's certainly true that no one can snatch away the true meaning of Christmas from us, from believers in the one who was born in Bethlehem to be the Savior of the world. No one can take that away. And yet it still is a little bit jarring that you look around here and then eventually, after looking at the trees and everything else, your eyes fall upon the casket, which is here in the middle of all of it. It's hard to be joyful when death is staring right at you, right in the face. And it's hard, it's tough to be filled with the Christmas spirit when you're spending Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at the hospital, at the bedside of somebody that you love very much, somebody who normally would have been here in church with you, celebrating the newborn king with you as she had done so many Christmases before. It's tough. And, of course, this had already been a very difficult year, right? This already was going to be a tough Christmas, and somehow it got even tougher. And it can be in moments like these when we are tempted to just give in to the disappointment and the frustration and just say, you know what? Forget all the Christmassy stuff. Let's just count the hours down until the clock strikes midnight tonight. Let's just wait until the calendar flips over to the year 2022, and let's just pray that next year is a better year. But I think we all know in our heart of hearts that that's not really the satisfying solution that we are looking for today. And that really, the only one who can fix the problems that sin and death cause for us in this world, the only one who can give us real hope is the one who was born the Lord of life and our Redeemer, and that's Jesus Christ. The last time I really got to interact with Lorraine was a couple weeks ago. We decided with our youth group this year that we were going to go and do some Christmas caroling. And so we went to a whole bunch of different houses around here, and we kind of picked some folks that we thought could maybe use some cheering up this year. And so we decided to go Christmas caroling at Marvin and Lorraine's house. And so all of a sudden, there we were. It's dark out. Lorraine answered the door, and she looks out. She sees all of these kids, right? All these teenagers who all of a sudden are there, and they want to sing to her. And her eyes got real big because she was surprised by that. But she said right away, come on in, come on in. Went to go get Marvin. And so then there we are, and we're singing in the living room. And this look of joy just comes across Lorraine's face. And it's just a simple thing, right? It's just a quiet, simple moment singing these songs. But, of course, we all knew what was really going on. The light of Christ was shining in the darkness in that moment. Because there before us were two grieving parents. And yet, there's that smile. Just a quiet, simple smile. But that's the kind of lady that Lorraine was, right? She was kind of like a no-frills type of person her whole life. She knew what it was like to be a farmer's wife and to work really hard and to really take joy in simple, quiet kinds of things, right? She lived her whole life in this small town, born on the farm, baptized, confirmed, and married right here in this little Lutheran church. She poured so much time and attention into simple things like family, into her loves of sewing and baking and gardening, right? She was a great friend. She was a great neighbor. She liked to help with things like the ladies' aid. And thank you, ladies, for standing and honoring her today by singing. She would help with whatever the Lions Club needed her to help with. I mean, there's probably so many other things that we couldn't possibly mention or remember to mention right now. But the point is, the kinds of things that really mattered to Lorraine were things that the rest of the world would probably just consider to be small and insignificant, right? Especially in comparison to this great big world that we live in. And yet those small, quiet things are the things that end up having the most impact and leave the greatest impression on other people's lives. The rest of the world is chasing after money and popularity and keeping up with appearances and all of that stuff, but we know that those things end up leaving people feeling empty in the end. Lorraine's life was full. She was content with her life because she knew that all of these little simple blessings came from the Lord. And in that sense, she really embraced and embodied the words of her confirmation verse. If you haven't already taken a look at that, the confirmation verse is there on the first page of the bulletin, right at the top. And in fact, we've already recited it during our service today because her verse is part of the famous 23rd Psalm. It's the very first verse, Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, there's a reason why that psalm is heard very often at funeral services like this one, and there's a reason why people speak the words of that psalm at times when it seems like things aren't going the way that we want them to in life, and it's because these words are comforting. These words are a comforting reminder of the fact that we have not been abandoned to struggle through all of the problems of life all on our own. Yeah, there's times when we may wander around like sheep, and there are times when we are threatened just like sheep are threatened all around by things like thieves and wolves and whatever it might be. And yet, we have a good shepherd who leads us and guides us and protects us and provides everything that we need in this life. Lorraine knew that and believed that. That's one of the reasons why she wasn't the type of person that you'd say is filled with all kinds of worry and anxiety all the time. She trusted her good shepherd. She trusted that he would always provide for her. And even when some of those earthly blessings and people that she loved were taken away from her, she still trusted in him because she knew that one day she would be right where she is right now. That she would be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, where her cup overflows, where goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her eternal life. Faith in the Good Shepherd means, I shall not want. Even during a Christmas season that doesn't feel all that Christmassy. This is the time of the year when it seems like so many people are focused on what they don't have, right? What's missing from their lives. That's one of the big words you hear at Christmas is want. What do you want, right? When your kids go to sit on Santa's lap, what does he say? He says, what do you want? for Christmas. When you listen to the radio, you hear songs like, "All I Want for Christmas is You." Or you hear, you know, the silly songs like, "All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth." And even in these days right after Christmas, what are people asking each other? Did you get everything that you wanted? But you know what? That kind of implies that our lives weren't already good enough. That God somehow hasn't blessed us enough. That if only I get that one thing that I want, that's when I'll be happy. But we all know that that's not the case. And at the same time, my guess is that for some of you, even though you might not be so worried about what was or wasn't under your tree this year, there still is a feeling of want and discontent this Christmas. Maybe it's not about the stuff that you don't have, but maybe it's more about the people. The people that you miss, the people that you love, the people that you wish were at your table, the people that you wish were by your side, the people that you wish were here sharing your earthly life with you. Maybe that's what it's about this year. It's completely normal to want things to go back to the way that they were. It's completely normal to want to be reunited with Lorraine, with Neil, with all of those who have gone before us into heaven. And you know what? God wants that for you too. And that's why he sent his son Jesus to be born for you at Christmas. As difficult as this whole year and this Christmas have been, our Lord has not forgotten about you this year. Jesus came. Jesus came to be our good shepherd, to lead us and to guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus came to always be by your side as your brother, to never leave you, to never forsake you. But the most important thing our good shepherd ever did for us was when he laid down his life for the sheep. It's because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that death has been destroyed and the doorway to heaven is open. And yes, everything is going to one day go back to the way it was. In fact, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than it used to be. God wants his whole family to get back together for Christmas too. All of the faithful people who have gone before us from all times eventually will be reunited in his new creation, worshiping the good shepherd and singing his praises at the table that he has prepared for us, a Christmas feast that will never end, where the name Emmanuel, God with us, takes on a whole new meaning, because not only will Jesus be there at the table with us, but he is the host of this meal. And we are his guests of honor. Again, faith in the Good Shepherd means I shall not want. And that's why we can have Christmas joy. Even today. And that's why in just a couple minutes, we're going to be singing a Christmas carol together. We are going to sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." And when we sing the words joyful and triumphant, guess what? We really mean it. We really mean it. Because that's what we are. And that's what Lorraine is too, joyful and triumphant in God's heavenly kingdom. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We join together now in singing our next hymn, which is Be Still My Soul. It's hymn number 752. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Lorraine Hake and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Lorraine and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. The closing hymn is, O Come All Ye Faithful. It's hymn number 379.